In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
What's up, storytellers? I hope you like this episode of the Garlic Marketing Show, learning all about TikTok, how amazing it is. I think it's one of those things that's not going away anytime soon because of its unique algorithm. So if you want to learn how to make TikTok posts that work without having to sing or dance necessarily, go over to Story Cruise Insider. Sue's going to show you exactly how she makes her TikTok posts. Additionally, in Story Cruise Insiders, which you can click down below if you're watching this on YouTube, or click on the show notes if you're listening to the podcast, or go to storycruise.com/insiders if you're listening to someplace else, and you learn not only how to sign up to get that, but also you'll get our storyboard blueprint workshop. This is the workshop that I've taken amazing people like Gina Wickman and Thomas DeLauer and David Baer, big names through, and lawyers, doctors, dentists, help them create their entire video marketing strategy. Very detailed, which videos to make, how to format them, where they go, exactly how long they should be. You will create your entire video strategy. You'll learn how to do that. You'll learn how to create video case stories that sell. You'll learn about the 9 types of videos and also other awesome classes, plus a live workshop every month with me. You can get all that at Story Cruise Insiders. So make sure to check it out. Go over there and you get a special deal if you go and say you're from the Garlic Marketing Show. Welcome back, storytellers, to the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic here. And today we're going to talk about the hottest video trend and why you're thinking about it the wrong way, TikTok. And I've got an expert who's really rocked it in 6 months using TikTok, doing some really cool stuff. And that's why I brought her on, because I want you to know the latest, the cutting edge techniques. But before we get started, this is brought to you, of course, by storycruise.com, the ultimate resource for video marketing strategies like this. Go to cruisetube.com to subscribe to our YouTube channel and also to find videographers and editors that know marketing. Because that's, you need videos at work. But today we're going to talk to Sue Zimmerman, TikTok expert, over 40 TikTok expert, as we were talking about, not to give away your age, but I think it's very important. Sue, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. It's great to be here. And you're absolutely right. The opportunity for us over 40 or even over 30 crowd is huge on TikTok right now.
It is, because that's what everyone thinks that TikTok, you know, I just got done with Giants of Video and we were talking about it. I had another Matt Johnson on there, TikTok expert. And, you know, he really convinced me, and it is such a huge, huge opportunity. And that's when people think that there's no opportunity there, that's when the opportunity still is, right? It's when everyone's like, oh, you've got to do Facebook ads, then that's probably killed. But so let's talk real quick about how you got into TikTok.
Okay, so I kept hearing about it. I kept thinking, oh, it's just for kids. And then I was listening to Gary Vaynerchuk's latest book, Crush It. And he said that TikTok is a platform where somebody who has zero following can go in and get 1 million views on a video. And so that really kind of sunk in. And because there's no other platform like that, especially right now. You can't go on YouTube and have 1 million views of a video without any subscribers. And so I've done video over the years, and I knew that I had to check out what it was all about. As soon as I got on there, I saw nothing but kids. I thought, no, this is crazy. But that thing that Gary said kept kind of sticking with me. And I just thought, I'm going to jump in and just play around and have a little bit of fun with it and see where it leads me.
And when was the first time you realized, you know what, maybe there is something to this TikTok thing?
Well, the cool thing about TikTok is that it gives you what you want to see. So if you start watching videos and you're seeing some older people on there, maybe teaching you something really interesting or dancing in a way that you can kind of relate to, that's not a 15-year-old, the more you like those videos, comment on those videos, TikTok gives you more of that. So after you're on there for a little while, you start seeing a lot more of ideally what you want to see, and it's all based on hashtags. So I got going on there for a bit. I started seeing some interesting things, and I thought, you know, this is an opportunity where there's not a lot of people in our age group, my age group. I say 40 plus, I'm actually way over that, but it's all good. And I just thought, you know, there's some of us on there. There's enough of us on there that there's something going on. I'm seeing videos of older people getting millions of views. Obviously there's some older people on there. I've actually heard it's about 30% that are over 30. So that is quite a lot. But I thought, you know, there's a real opportunity right now to stand out amongst this crowd. Like my 15-year-old daughter is not going to stand out on TikTok right now as well as I am going to, as a 40 plus mom, just kind of, oh, I'm here doing these cool, fun videos. I mean, I'm a marketer. I've been a marketer for many, many years. So it's all very strategic for me, but the beginning, the strategic part for me in the beginning was just jump in and have fun and be a mom and do this, do that, get really comfortable with the app because I love technology. So I love learning everything that comes up. So I dove in, I learned all the effects and the different options and the features and everything that I could do with this app. And I started using them all, but in my mind, I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna kind of weave into teaching older people how, I say older, but you know, I'm just talking like non-kids, right? Adults. I'm gonna start teaching the adults on here how to use the app. And I'm gonna do it in a way that, you know, here I am, just somebody just trying out the app myself and learning it and then teaching it. So it just worked. I started out doing a lot of lip syncing and dancing and all the fun trends, and which I recommend you do because it's what TikTok really does like. But once you can kind of weave in your own content, that's when the magic starts happening. So I was doing all these silly videos, and then I did my first TikTok tip, and it was, I think, 9 seconds. And I said, you know, if you use the invert video effect on your video, then the word on your shirt will flip around. So I was wearing a shirt and it said vibes. Just, I don't know if you see this backwards, but maybe you do. So on TikTok, all the words on shirts are backwards. So I said, use the invert video effect, flip your video around, and voila, then it's the right way. So that little 9-second video has had a couple hundred thousand views at this point. I'm not exactly sure, but as soon as I did that, and it was my own content and it was short and so easy, I thought, okay, I think I'm onto something here. I think if I keep doing, like, when you can get them liking your own content, then that's when you can really take off. So yeah, it's taking the combination of what TikTok wants you to do, using all the tools that it provides, and then adding in your own spin and then your own, hopefully, micro niche down the road is kind of been the winning formula for me.
You know, I want to get in to ask you and have you show us like some of the successes, show us some of the things that we need to be using on TikTok, what goes into a great TikTok video. But before that, you know, you do have a business TikTok group on Facebook, and tell me a little bit about that. We'll put a link to the show in the show notes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, the link is down below in the comments, but tell me a little bit about that group.
Awesome. So I think the winning formula, what I'm doing is I'm taking people from TikTok and I'm inviting them to my TikTok for Business Facebook group, which is, it's a group based on what I'm teaching on TikTok, but more able to expand. So in that group, in the last, I think it's been 3 or 4 months, I've got close to 1,400 people, which is, you know, pretty good for a Facebook group. Extremely active people. So they're there because they wanted more of what I was already giving them. And so I think that formula actually works with any business. So if you're in fitness and you do fitness videos and then you invite them to your fitness group community, this just happens to be a Facebook group. It's a great formula. So that's what I've been doing. I invite them there, then they get there and I'm truly there. I'm not just come to my Facebook group and I don't show up. I'm actually in there every day. I go live a lot in that group. I answer everybody's questions. I give a lot in that group. And then can I kind of give an analogy of this kind of formula that I'm talking about? Is that cool? So
of course, yeah.
Okay, so I use like the Instant Pot as an example. I'm a mom, I cook a lot, I've got 3 kids. I use an Instant Pot. It's like an electric pressure cooker, and it's got this crazy fan following. When I got it 3 years ago, I joined the Facebook group, there was 300,000 people, I couldn't believe it. And now there's like 2.7 million people in this Facebook group. And it's just like, you go in this group and you do not dare ask a question about an air fryer in the Instant Pot group, right? You don't go in and you ask people how to make a stir fry in your wok. You go in and you talk about the Instant Pot. That is it. So it's very, very specific. And so I knew that I knew at some point I wanted to create that kind of a raving community. So the people that go into that Instant Pot group, they're like, where do I get the extra lid? Where do I buy the rings? Where can I get myself a new stainless steel pot to go with my Instant Pot? They're like, where can I buy all the stuff that goes with the Instant Pot? So that's what I'm doing. That's kind of the formula. And so people come to the TikTok for Business group. I give them a lot of value. And then they're like, where can I get more of this stuff? So that's essentially how it works. And then I have a very low priced membership program that I invite them into once they're in there in the big group.
And let me ask you a quick question. Do I have to dance? Do I have to sing?
It's a legitimate question. You absolutely do not. So I mean, if you have a special talent that you do like that, you know, you can really go with that. But no, like, and I don't, like, I say like dance, I dance, but I can't dance. You know what I mean? I kind of play on that. Like I dance silly. Like you can, so you could probably shake it. Your people would probably love it. You know, they like to see you bust out and get loose a little bit, but you don't have to.
Okay, good. So that's one thing. And then, you know, we've talked about the percentage of people on there of different ages. Can you really be growing a business on TikTok? And which businesses do you think are ideal for TikTok?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. So as a marketer, I'm always building my business. So whatever I'm doing online, I somehow is going to lead to building my business. So I just believe you can build a business using any platform. So it's not any different than any other social media, but you have to embrace the platform. So on TikTok, it's all about consistency. So you actually need to post every day, which is crazy. So like I rarely miss a day, and I often post two or three times a day. Some people are posting 5 to 10 times a day. Wow. So that's crazy, but it's short, right? It's short and sweet, little snippets of content. So if you've done longer videos, you can take any video that you've ever done and break it down into like 10 or 15 or 20 TikToks, right? So yeah, you can definitely repurpose your content. But yes, I believe it's absolutely a legitimate way to build a business. And right now it's like you're still an early adopter. TikTok is still relatively new. It's growing really, really fast. But jumping in now and claiming your stake, like I've built to 60,000, and I'm finding it's slowing, like the algorithm's changing, things are slowing down sometimes. I'm not always building as fast as it's up and down a lot, but I'm in there. And now I've got this huge community that I get to talk to. And anytime you can create that kind of a platform for yourself, then absolutely it can benefit your business.
Awesome. Yeah. And it like you were saying, and you push them into other platforms, you move them around channels. And that's a very, very important thing that, you know, I call strategy stacking, right? It's not just about TikTok. It's moving them into other places, getting them on your email list, et cetera, moving them in different places. But are you doing any direct selling on TikTok?
I'm not. Let's see. So there's TikTok Live is a whole other thing as well. Once you get 1,000 followers, you can go live. But unlike anywhere else, once you go live, it's gone after, right? So you're live and you're live only and it disappears. So there have been times where I have talked about my TikTok Missions group, which is my $7 a month membership site that I mentioned. So I guess that could be considered direct selling. I did say, you know, join the missions, click here, go here, buy this $7 thing. So yes, but very little. But if I was in a different industry that I'm in, because I'm selling my services and my programs and my coaching and all that. But if I had products to sell, then absolutely I would be selling them face to face on TikTok. I would be showing them, I'd be demonstrating them, I would be having fun with them. One side business I do have is I rent out an RV on a couple different apps. So if I was, you know, if I had a channel, which would be another fun thing of like, you know, the RV and camping life, I would absolutely be saying like, hey, you can rent this little red trailer, you know, and absolutely you can be selling products directly on there, but in a nice way. I mean, nobody wants it thrown in their face, right? It's like,
no,
check out my Etsy or send them somewhere else to see your stuff for sure.
Yeah. Providing value. So, yes. You know, it's always about providing great value with content, but people are seeing your face over and over again. You're becoming a bit of a celebrity to them. Have you felt that way? You know, I mean, you were on the radio, correct, before, so.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. So, I was in radio for 24 years in Vancouver, and so then, yes, like it was a face-to-face, like I was, you know, I definitely had some of that. And then I was very low-key for a long time. It was very nice to kind of step away from that. And I, over the past, say, 7 years, I've mostly been focused on helping other people build their business. So I haven't been out as much, but it's really more what I love to do. And so since then, a little bit, yeah. I mean, people get to know you. Video is this incredible thing where we can look somebody in the eye just by looking into the camera, and you connect with those people. And if you do it in a way where you are consistent and you're providing good value, and I mean, they either, they like you or they don't, you know, and they're not going to follow you and tap the like button unless they do. So when they see you every day, then absolutely they feel connected to you. Cause there's a lot of what's kind of different too on TikTok, say, versus Instagram, where on Instagram, everybody you're following, mostly everybody is posting stuff. Whereas on TikTok, there's a lot of people that aren't creators. So they're just there to watch other people's videos. And so they're watching you and they get to know you, you know, and that's a really awesome way to be able to connect with people.
It is. That's really cool. And yeah, it's I mean, if you haven't played around with TikTok, I think you need to take a look at it. Even if you're not going to post anything, because it's super interesting just because of how addictive it is to swipe through and
crazy.
And the algorithm is rewarding people because it shows it to anyone. And just as long as it's of interest, like pretty much everywhere else, you've got kind of have to get a follower. It's almost impossible these days to get a follower on Instagram without getting it from somewhere else. Facebook, the same thing. And there's some sharing capability in Facebook, but you don't even have to have a share, which I love. So would you show us a little bit about some of your more successful TikTok videos and then demonstrate for us how to make a really good TikTok?
Sure. So this is my TikTok. One thing I wanted to mention, I thought this would be a really kind of a neat test, is when I joined TikTok and got really active in late January, 2020, I was using a different name. So like I've gone back to my maiden name. This @SusieZ is like this new handle I've never used before. And so a lot of times people will say, you know, you can't build a following fast if you know, without bringing them from somewhere else. And so this was a way to show, like, I could go in, nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew who Sue Zimmerman @SusieZ. You've probably heard of Sue B. Zimmerman, who teaches Instagram. That's one reason I didn't go back to my maiden name for a long time, is because I didn't want that to be confusing. And then it's like, but wait, it's my name. So anyway, I'm back to my name. I went with this @SusieZ. I thought it might be a little fun for TikTok. And so this is what I've managed to build in just over 5 months, 61,500 followers.
First of all, what goes into a good video? And then I want to know about your posting strategy.
That's a good, like, there's so many different things that you can do on here. My videos are pretty simple. I don't spend a lot of time editing. I'm there to teach something really quickly, typically in 15 seconds. So you can do either 15 second videos or 60. 15 is kind of the standard on TikTok. So if you're going to go a whole minute, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is on TikTok. If you're going to do something that long, it better be really good. You know, it's got to be really valuable information for them to want to stick around. So I'm just scrolling back to kind of show you how many, like, I've done a lot.
You've done a lot, yeah.
I think this one here is my biggest one. How to TikTok tip, how to add a voiceover to music, 630,000 views and 27,700 likes. So that's cool. I actually, like, my students has just had her first like million view video. So that's really cool. She's just like, I've kind of pushed her in and she's like following everything I tell her to do and she's rocking it. I'm just scrolling way back here. So I got, this is kind of when I was getting started and you can see like it's, I've got lots of my dog and my boyfriend and my cat and I'm wearing black in every one. And then I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm trying out different effects. Like, you can see this weird face and, getting outside. I did a cooking video. The banana is a lip sync. I'm dancing on the dock. Like I'm just literally jumping in and trying a little bit of everything. A duet, more dogs, more dancing, silly dancing. And then this was the one that I had mentioned before that I did.
Oh yeah. So it's you and Birded.
So literally, sorry. Literally like that, just so quick, right? And that's gotten 160,000 views almost. So then I started taking the whole tips thing more seriously. And then I started getting my, a little bit more bright clothing. I realized when I wear this green sweater, I usually get a lot of views. So I wear that quite a bit. Like you can check your analytics and really kind of compare. And, so then my strategy changed. Now I'm just doing a lot more bright clothing and being very specific on teaching and doing clear titles on my videos. You can see I use a lot of text. I'm also very mindful of the cover photo so that you can actually choose a cover photo at the end of your video so you can have something that really stands out. You can see they move. So I'll pick like some movement to make different videos stand out. So learning those kind of strategies as you go. But basically, when you first get going on TikTok, I'll back up. You asked about my, so now my posting strategy is, I try to do at least 10 tips to 2 not tips because I really actually enjoy just like doing silly dances and having fun. It's a great creative outlet for me. But now even if I do a dance, I'll try to incorporate a tip. So here I'm dancing, but I'm saying like, do at least a video a day. So I'm still sticking with my niche, even when I'm just like, I actually just want to dance in my kitchen. But my posting strategy is every day. And that was what my point with this video was, like, I'm cooking dinner. I haven't had a chance to do my hair, but I'm still going to pump out a video. And it's easy enough. I just set up my phone in my kitchen. I do this little dance and, you know, it's something, right? This is the client that I was just, her student that I was just telling you about that got the million view video, coincidentally. But I'm just trying to show you, there's 2 pages on TikTok. So you've probably heard about the For You page if you've spent any time there. And that's where it becomes magical because you can go on and have no followers. The For You page is actually what is it, it's TikTok giving you what it thinks you want to see. And that's what I was talking about. So as I'm scrolling through, you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I getting videos of? Like moms and a few dads. I'm not seeing kids on my stream because these are the ones that I've watched and engaged with before. So that's where it's like, when you put out a video, your video, actually gets onto other people. All of our For You pages are different. That's something that people probably don't understand going in. You hear about the For You page. It's not just one page. It's everybody's For You page is a culmination of what TikTok believes you want to see more of. So when you put out a video and you use the proper hashtags that are actually relevant to your niche, then, so I'll do TikTok tips, TikTok tip, TikTok for newbies. Those are my hashtags. So TikTok is going to take my video and show it to people, even if they're not following me, it's going to show up on their For You page because TikTok thinks they want to see that. So if you come in and you're like really liking all these TikTok tutorial videos, then you're probably going to see mine, even though you're not following me, you've never heard of me. And that's, so you create a video in your niche, you use the proper hashtags, it gets out onto a bunch of people's For You page, and then suddenly it snowballs from there. Like if you've got one hot video that does that, what can happen is people will come on and they'll do the dancing and the lip syncing, and then they'll get like a viral video with something that completely has nothing to do with their niche. So that's not ideal, because now you've got a bunch of followers that want your cat videos, when actually you want to do like marketing videos, but you had this great cat video and they all came over for that, right? So the more you can stick to your niche, the better.
Nice. Okay, that's good. That's good advice. And what, how are you deciding what content? Like you said, you go into hashtags. Are you doing a content strategy? Or, you know, are you just figuring out what content every day? Do you have a content list?
Yeah, I keep a running, note actually in my notes app. I use that a lot. I just did that's my topic for my TikTok today, is that's my favorite productivity app, is the notes app. I have a running list of anytime I think of an idea, I add it on there. Also, I get so many questions now because I've positioned myself as an authority on TikTok simply by doing videos about TikTok, you know, learning it and then actually, you know, knowing what I'm talking about and then doing videos about it. So I get so many questions about TikTok now that my audience, my people are providing the content for me. I go and I could basically answer people's questions all day, and I'm constantly creating more content just by doing that. So that's one way. I read everything I can on TikTok. I just try to really stay on top. Of course, you know, there's all the talk of the ban. Like I stay on top of that. I watch what other people are doing. I jump on trends. So a cool strategy is to jump on a trending sound, like trending music, and then adding in your own thing, like adding a list. So if you were the fitness niche and you were just you can just dance to any random song, but then you're popping up texts that say, here are my top five fitness tips. Do this, do that, do this. And you're still jumping on a trend, giving TikTok what they want by using their stuff, but then providing, you know, real value that's your own content. Also just going over all the content that I've kind of done over the years and just keep, like anytime I am refresh, it's that ongoing list in my notes. Often what I'll do is when I have a video that does really well, like I had said, there was that voiceover one that did really well. And so I've broken that down and I've done a few more videos about voiceovers, because these go way back. Like a lot of people that are, you know, I've done a couple hundred videos, I guess. And a lot of people that are new here haven't seen these videos that I've done before. Although they still may, because TikTok does go back and bring back your old videos and show them again, which is cool. Like I still get lots of views on previous videos. But yeah, I get content from my own content that does well. So the videos that get the most views, I go back and I maybe redo it. I do the same thing again, just in a different way. Like, so maybe one time I spoke it and then the next time I do it to a song.
Super smart.
Oh, yeah,
well, no one's gonna, I mean, it's great to reuse content. And that's one thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you can always update, re-update, do it in a different way, because no one's going to sit and watch every single one of your videos, but
exactly.
You know, this is a great way to not have to constantly come up with something new.
There's this other cool thing. Let's see if I have a question. It doesn't really matter, but I want to show, oh, here. Can you show me, because so even like this is a dancing video and people are still asking me questions about TikTok. So clearly they know that I teach TikTok tips. Like I've just, if you're doing a video every day about, pick a topic about gardening. Say you do a video every day about gardening. People know that you talk about gardening. They just mm-hmm. like, right? So people just know that I answer questions, but this is kind of cool. If you tap on a question, you can actually do a video reply. So here is the setup for this video reply. So somebody has said, can you show me how to make the text smaller? I can only seem to do one size, loving your videos. So now, I mean, I'll just show you exactly what I would do. I'd go the timer. It gives me 3 seconds just to be ready, start my countdown. So the question is, can you make the text smaller and how do you do it? It's actually pretty easy. Watch this. Now I stop. Now I'm going to maybe, what I often do is like I could actually, what's this gonna look like? No, it's gonna, I could do, that's not gonna work. Too many. I would flip my camera around and then show like another like flip around and show it on my iPad, how to do what they asked me to do, how to add the text and make it bigger or smaller. But you can see, this is actually a two clip video where it's me in the beginning and then it's me showing somebody else. But let's see if I can show you. See when their question shows up. And you can move their question around. So that's gonna show up anywhere on the screen. So that's a great way for content too. If you are providing education, people start asking you questions and you can actually do video replies to their questions that create another video. And I'll show you what that looks like. One day I'm hoping that TikTok will have a really great way of categorizing videos so that you can actually go back and find them. But you can see here. Mm-hmm. Hi, Sue. How can we share our own videos? So somebody just asked me that. And this video reply now that shows up. And that's a really cool thing, right? So they get a notification that you've given them a video answer. But you can see it just shows up on my profile as just another video. So it still gives me a chance to do a video about how to share your videos, but at the same time, I'm also responding to somebody's question.
Love it. Super cool. I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty, pretty cool new thing. Yeah, or fairly new. Yeah.
That's awesome. So everyone has to do TikTok. Everyone has to start doing. How much time a day do you spend making TikToks?
Probably a couple hours. I'm not going to say, like, I don't spend the amount of time that some people do on their videos. I keep mine very simple. There's some amazing productions on there, but that's not what I'm out to give. Like my thing is doing these quick little tips. I don't need a lot of fancy editing. So you could spend a lot more time, but because they're so short, they're usually pretty quick. So even if I do have some extra editing, I would say the text will sometimes take some time because you want to get it in the exact right spot. And you want to make sure, as you can see here, like a lot of people cut their text off, but if you're scrolling through my profile, you can read my text very clearly. So I'll take time to put the text, but I would say when I'm focused, I can bang out a few of these in an hour, you know.
Nice.
15 to 20 minutes for one video is quite easy. I mean, the one I did today, which I don't do this very often, come say hi. Let me just check on that. So that was literally like I was out doing a YouTube video and I just did a, hey, I'm out in the park doing a YouTube video, like come say hi. So that literally took me, I guess I added a bit of text. So maybe I spent 5-10 minutes on that one video. So, but you could spend a couple hours editing one if you were doing some really fancy editing, right? Because there is some very people that are very creative, but they're on here to create little mini productions, which is a little bit different. I'm just kind of here to
educate,
have fun and educate. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Very cool. But awesome. Yeah. Well, Sue, this has been great. So we'll make sure to put a link to your Facebook group down below.
Awesome.
If you have any questions about TikTok, obviously go follow Suzy Z on TikTok. Yeah. Ask her some questions, get on there, be brave, put yourself out there. It's a huge opportunity. Sue, thank you so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show.
My pleasure. That was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you all for watching the Garlic Marketing Show, listening to it. If you're on the podcast, make sure to check out the YouTube video. Make sure to follow Sue and make sure to take action on some of the stuff and let us know what you're taking action on. This has been Iron Garlic. And thanks again for joining us on the Garlic Marketing Show.
Video, you know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at StoryCruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.